Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sanspants Radio. 100% real pork-flavored cheese slices.
Hello and welcome to Season 1, Episode 10 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult. Palmverswam.
I describe myself to look like the guy who invented this trap, Adam.
The trap bows to you, its maker.
I take the jug.
You get it.
We leave the shrine.
All right, as you leave, you wake up.
Damn it.
This ceramic jug appears to be able to hold a gallon of liquid and weighs 12 pounds, whether full or empty. Sloshing sounds can be heard within the jug if it is shaken, even if the jug is empty.
I pull the jug out.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel bad a little bit, but only a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Horns.
Yeah?
See this jug?
Yeah.
This jug is my leather. Here's the play.
Uh-huh.
We get close, but not close enough that no one can get in the fucking boat unless we say so, all right?
Okay.
Because yes, they look like they're in distress. But I've been in a lot of jungles, and where people look like they're in distress, sometimes they are, and sometimes they will fucking kill you.
I was like, we're not fucking going anywhere near them. She's not poisoned by anything. She's just throwing a rock at her head to see what happens.
At the side of the river, you face off against three sea hags. Flask of Wine goes first.
Flask of Wine passed all of his saving throws, so he can willingly move forward. Instead, though, he chooses just with his short bow to start plinking at them. He fires. His first attack hits. His second hits as well. He deals a total of 10 points of damage to one of the sea hags. To, we'll say, Daniela.
Adam named a sea hag after you, Cass.
Yep. Gotcha.
The one who was crying.
Yep.
You just sound like you're trying to take as much insult as you physically can from this. You know what? I got a bad boy card.
What?
Feels like you're just making the rules up as you go along, Adam.
It's almost as if I can do that. Tiffany, it's your turn.
I would like to fire off the witch bolt I have.
Who do you want to target? Barched the Wanderer, Daniela, or Cass Money Dollar Bills?
Barched the Wanderer.
Cass.
Ooh, that's unfortunate.
For Barched?
For you.
Oh, no.
It's magic. I know what happens when it's magic. You could turn into a potato or age 400 years.
Oh,
if only.
Oh no, oh, Adam's no. Face. Oh, no. Adam's face.
Oh no.
Amazing.
No.
Freaky. You and the target must each make a DC 12 charisma saving throw. If both of you fail, your minds are switched for a D4 rounds.
What the fuck?
The sea hag fails. Tiffany, you fail.
For how long?
I'm about to find out. Who did you do it again? Barched or...
Barched, yeah.
Barched?
The one right. Who everyone would assumedly go for first.
Not Cass.
For four rounds. So, Tiffany, when you cast the lightning, you reach forward with your fingers and you throw energy through the weave of magic that exists throughout the world. When you do that, you feel each of the ten... strings in the weave of magic that are attached to your fingers. You feel each of them snap, 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 snap. They flip off you, strike Barched, and then ricochet back onto you. You feel a charged energy surging through you. Your vision goes black, and when it returns, you're looking at yourself.
Oh my god!
I realize what's happened, yeah?
Well, yeah, it's hard not to know.
Am I able to... have a look at the stats for... Can I feel what I can do and what's good?
I could send you maybe the details. All right, it's the hag's turn. No, you still have your own turn.
No. Barched is Tiffany's body.
Yeah.
Does Barched just throw herself in the water and hold her breath?
She doesn't know she's going back.
Oh, right.
Do I know I'm going back?
You wouldn't either. You're not 100% sure what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
You'd need to make a check on your turn to determine that.
I'm scared. I'm a big scared boy.
Pop, Tiffany turns to look at you.
What the and fuck? Horns, you ready to go?
She launches at you with her rapier.
What the fuck? Horns!
Oh, I'm not scared of a sea hag in your body.
Oh, it gets advantage on this. Tiffany skewers you with a rapier.
Ooh. Fucking hell, Horns!
You take 16 points of damage, Pop.
Do I know if something is wrong, or am I just like, nah, this is just... I just assume Tiffany has started stabbing me.
I get a bad boy card, and you don't know what's wrong. You think Tiffany has turned on you. You're not sure why.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
They always turn on you in the end, don't
bolt,
they?
As Tiffany stabs you, a bolt of green flame energy jumps to you, off you, and strikes Flask of Wine. Flask of Wine takes 4 points of damage and cries out in pain.
You're quite strong, Tiffany.
Then the other sea hags go.
Oh, my fucking God. What can sea hags do, Cass?
Death glare.
Yeah, but only on frightened things. And sea hags, I'm guessing you're not scared of sea hags.
You could use your horrific appearance on them now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. I could get death glared. Do I die?
Well, yeah, one of them tries to death glare you. Fails. The other one tries to death glare. Who's the other one? Artis. Artis. 20. Passes. All right. That was the hag's turn. Pop, it's your turn. Tiffany's turned on you.
Yeah,
you
don't know
why.
I smash her in the head with my hammer.
You can attack four. You can attack four times.
I attack her four times with my hammer.
You just got to get me down, and then I'm not a threat anymore. Hit. You don't have to kill me, but you just got
to. I don't have to kill you. You just stab me in the fucking chest. Fine. Horns, what the fuck are you playing at?
Maybe. No, you're right. I'm not trying to kill you. I'm just trying to knock you the fuck out because this is weird as shit. I don't know what's going on, but I don't believe you've actively tried. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm not going to kill you. Adam, I don't want to kill her.
I know, but the dice. I'm just letting you know, one of the hits was a critical hit.
Oh, shit. This is...
Imagine if you kill me.
Shin bash. Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again.
Oh, what happens,
well,
Adam?
That means you eliminate me real fast.
Yeah. Do you know what's fucked up? You're watching me beat the ever-loving shit out of you.
Yeah.
While yelling, Horns, what the fuck are you playing at?
Tiffany, you watch as your own body turns around and using your own magic stabs into Pop, launching through with green flame blade from Pop to Flask of Wine, who both cry out. Pop yells out,
what the fuck are you playing at, Horns?
Then with hammer and sickle, slashes at your chest, hammers at your hand. You hear a crack as your arm breaks and your what do you call the forearm bone? You know the two?
Yeah. The
Yep. Well, there's
the ulna and the radius?
Yeah, the ulna and radius.
No idea, but that sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
sure. Right. One of the two bones there breaks completely, and you can see it poking out through your skin. Then hooks on the... Oh, extra damage from the dread ambush. I think. Extra 6 points of damage.
Oh, Cass, I can see your hit points.
And then he hooks underneath your own guard, dragging you forwards to smack you in the chin. You see your own jaw shatter in maybe four places. Then, finally, letting go of you, one final slash with the sickle. Your body looks fucked up.
Can I move her out of the way after I've done all this? So that, like,
she's still standing. She's in great pain, but she doesn't care about this body.
What the fuck are you doing, Horns?
It's Dragon Bait and Artemis's turn. No. Artemis's turn. Artis draws a dagger and starts slashing at Tiffany. He connects solidly only once, though, dealing a total of 9 points of damage.
Cass, you're so fucked.
Dragonbait launches out of the ship and charges towards
Barchad the Wanderer.
Oh, that's actually you.
Yep. That's crazy that I'm dying twice.
Barchad the Wanderer. Dragon Bait slashes at you Oh, wait. Ah, damn, he can't do that. Slashes at you twice with his magical sword. When you feel it striking you, you can tell that its magic is radiating out of it and into you. You will take...
Hey, so I've got a card.
29 points of damage.
In situations such as these, I've got a card that is something like, for example, force an attacker to reroll an attack against you.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Can I use that for Tiffany's body?
What?
Like, if it starts to get to the point where Tiffany's body is dying, can I use this card to save the attacker's roll against me, Tiffany's body, and not
No,
me?
It's against you, not Tiffany.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sick. Sick, sick, sick.
Flask of Wine's turn. Flask of Wine keeps plugging away at Daniela.
Good boy, Flask.
He strikes twice.
Flask's the only one doing the right thing.
Oh, my gosh.
He deals 12 points of damage. Then it is Tiffany's turn. The real Tiffany.
Oh, see, I'm at a point where if I tell you to stop, it's not going to stop Tiffany's body attacking you. So it'll just get you guys more damage. At least if you put me out, it's fine. It might stop people attacking me, but then all the other sea hags will know. Can I run over to Cass Money Dollar Bills?
Yeah.
And try and do the horrific appearance or death glare.
Oh, you just do that inherently. That's not an action. So actually, they will both need to make saving throws.
Yep.
They both pass, unfortunately.
Okay, well, in that case, can I run up to Cass Money?
Yeah.
And just try and claw her throat out or something?
Sure.
I've got claws.
Fuck yeah. And a dog face.
You slash at her and you hit. You see one of the sea hags attacking one of the other sea hags.
What?
It
actually
brings
fuck.
It down and starts slashing at it. You deal 9 points of damage in total to Cass.
Yeah.
The sea hags are trying to kill each other, and Tiffany is trying to kill you. What a
Have
beautiful...
I worked anything out from watching this, Adam?
Oh, ask me again on your turn.
Okay.
It's the hag's turn. Cass fights you back. Oh, wait, she only rolls once.
What are you doing, sister?
I love that I'm my character in another character's body fighting me. What a beautiful moment. I'm happy. I'm very happy. I feel like I'm sitting in a
very
warm
insane.
Pool.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, but oh, yes.
Oh, no, but oh, yes for who?
Oh, no. Hooray?
That's pretty easy. All right, so... Daniela charges at and slashes at Dragonbait. As she does so, Daniela turns around to you, Tiffany, and says, "Don't worry, sister, we've got this." Wait, what? Looking at you, tangling with Cass.
Can I respond on more on this turn?
Not on this turn. Oh, you can if you want.
Her mind has been swapped with the other.
And I point at my body.
All right.
I want to bluff check and say that she's been swapped with Tiffany.
You initiated the attack, but you get a good boy card. You rolled a 20, but unfortunately that's not an automatic success.
But couldn't I have... Okay.
So did it work?
No, it didn't, because she initiated the attack. It's a very difficult lie. You rolled a 20, but she also rolled very high, and a 20 just isn't an automatic success. Still get a good boy card out of it, though.
Cool.
She doesn't believe your bluff. She knows that something's up. She'll need her turn to work it out. Anyway, she attacks Dragonbait, but Dragonbait starts backing up, deflecting her attacks with his giant sword. The other hag attempts to attack you, Tiffany, but can't grab you. Is just so shocked by your assault. And then you hear her mutter underneath you. While you start talking, you hear her saying underneath you, "No, I'm not."
That's exactly what you would say.
No one's believing.
What's Tiffany's body do?
Except maybe Dragonbait. Who does believe you? Dragonbait's now going to protect Cass.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
You fall for it as well.
No!
Right. You're fucking that.
So does Artis.
Oh my god.
No!
Oh my god.
No!
So does Flask.
Roll the 20, Cass.
You tricked everyone except the people you needed to trick.
No!
And because I've just been attacked by Tiffany, it makes sense.
It does.
No!
Tiffany attacks you. She misses just barely. You manage with your sickle to wrap it around her arm, her broken arm holding the rapier, and you deflect her blow. Tiffany has swapped minds with Cass Cass. You must protect Cass Cass. Pop, it's your turn.
I knock Tiffany out. Tiffany's body out. I knock her out. I know what's going on. They swapped brains somehow.
Artist nods. I know.
Whore's in that one. I'm going to knock this one out.
Your first attack...
Oh, yeah, you can opt to do non-lethal damage.
Yeah.
Ah!
Your first attack is a hit. You knock Tiffany out. Tiffany's unconscious.
Can I move her somewhere so she's safe?
Move Tiffany somewhere?
This body, yeah.
She collapses into the boat. That's the best you got, unfortunately.
That's all right. Can I tie her up?
You can. Oh, no, because you've started an attack.
Yeah,
so you
right.
used your first attack. You've still got two more attacks. If you want, you can hop out and try to attack Barchet
or Daniela.
Yeah. They've both been wounded.
Who's been wounded more?
They both look about the same. It's hard to tell.
Who's closer?
Daniela would be closer.
I'll attack Daniela.
All right. You hop out and you spend your last two attacks on Daniela. Oh, God. Crit heavy game. You get a crit and you get a regular hit, 19, and you get a 20. So the regular hit will be 5 damage to Daniela. And then the critical hit. Oh, what's your main weapon? Is it the sickle or the
six
hammer?
Of one. I've used the hammer to knock her out, so I think I'm up to the sickle, and then I'll go back to the hammer again.
Oh, what's in your main hand is what I'm saying. Your opening blow would be with the sickle?
Yeah, the opening blow would be with the sickle.
So the final blow is also with the sickle. Sliced tendon. Triple damage, and the target's speed is reduced by 5 feet until the end of the target's next turn. So your final attack deals... 5 tripled, 15 points of damage.
Oh boy. How fucked is Daniela?
Daniela looks pretty bad. She's still standing, but you can tell that you've got her on the ropes. You've started pressing her back. When you hopped out of the boat, you were like knee deep in water. And as you attacked her, your onslaught has started pushing her back. She's been 5 foot step, 5 foot, little step back. And you've been little step forward. You've pushed her off dragon bait so that now dragon bait has some breathing room. And you've pushed her back onto the sand proper. You've got her on the ropes. It looks like you're going to win this fight.
Fuck yes, it is.
You pushed her back, but actually, sorry, because you can't move forward. You've done it from the boat. Because you're frightened. So you've pushed her back, but you're still in the boat.
Fair enough.
All right.
With Tiffany's body.
Yes. You're standing, maybe protectively standing over Tiffany's body.
100% I am.
You've got Tiffany protected. No one can touch her without going through you. And you've pushed the other hag, Danielle, off dragon bait.
Great.
All right. Then it is... It was Pop, dragon bait, and Artis's turn. Dragon bait... turns back to you, Pop, and you smell, honeysuckle.
Ooh, that's not on our list.
Oh, that smells nice.
Mm. Then he moves forward and tries to finish off Danielle. His first attack will be a miss. His second attack, will be a hit. He strikes and deals 14 points of damage. Daniela goes down.
Fuck yes.
That's good, except that...
Artis draws his longbow. Oh, don't worry, I've got your back, Tiffany. Two arrows hit you in the back, Tiffany.
Oh, that's such a good gag.
One of them's a critical hit.
Ah!
Are you about to die?
This is a fucking crit-heavy game.
We're really good at them, that's why.
This is...
The first arrow deals... Oh, gosh. 9 points of damage to you.
I might actually get him to re-roll his attack against me.
All right. Oh, you want him to re-roll the critical hit is what you want him to do.
Yes.
Second attack is a miss. It was going to be not in the face. You receive a permanent scar.
Oh, it's very funny. transferred
not
over.
My body.
Transferred over, and you were like, wait, how did I get this scar? Oh my God, you're going to be so fucking fucked up when you get your body back.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Pop's going to be a volcano of confused feelings.
Flask of Wine's turn?
No.
Flask of Wine plugs Barched the Wanderer twice. Oh no. One attack is a hit. You'll take 4 points of damage, but the other one's a critical miss.
Cop that. But it's bad. Everything about
it's
this fight
so
is bad.
Bad.
Your stance is off. Make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw on a failed save. Take a D6 penalty to your next ranged attack roll. No, he passes. Flask of Wine leaps and then sticks out both of his legs and sticks himself to either side of the boat, draws, fires. But on that second one, the boat rocks a little bit from his shifting his weight, and you hear, oh dear, this is not good. But he seems fine otherwise. Tiffany, it's your turn.
I would like to.
Danielle, Cass looks fine. You do not.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to cry out in pain, roll over, flip Cass on top of me, and start going, help, help! So it looks like Cass is beating me, but also acts as a sea hag shield. How possible is that?
Not at all, unfortunately. Your friends are two good fighters. Do you want you can't use Cass as a shield, unfortunately. Neither of you are really thick enough or big enough to be using each other as shields. They'll just wait for an opening in the attack. Because Cass isn't going to take that lying down. She's moving and rolling as well. And so they'll wait for Cass to be out of the way to shoot at you.
So it's just me and Cass left.
Yes.
And we think you're Cass.
Uh-huh. I'm going to keep slashing at Cass, but like, keep attacking, but as I do, start screaming out. I lied! I tried! I lied! I tricked you! Please, I have to find my dad! I have to revive him! I'll tell you anything that I know! It's me!
You can make whatever you want of that. It is something that Tiffany definitely does know.
I need to bring him back so he can be proud of me. The leatherworking was never enough. I start pretty much reciting. I start reciting any sad story I have ever told Pop.
Oh my God.
Whenever any moment where you've been like, stop telling me your personal details, I recite anything I can remember.
Under the assumption that I'm kidding. I'm not that much of an asshole.
Tiffany receives one failed saving throw.
You mean Barchet into his body.
Yeah.
Isn't she just unconscious?
Oh, no, that's right. You didn't just knock her unconscious. Sorry, I forgot. Yes, correct. She's just unconscious.
Good. I didn't kill my friend.
Friend?
You slash down, doing 7 points of damage, and Cass slashes up, trying to do damage, but can't hit you. The two hags are rolling hopelessly over each other, Pop. You have no idea. Well, maybe you know what's going on, but you maybe feel a little bit confused. You could still tell which one's which, but you don't know which one's Tiffany.
But I'm screaming every secret I've ever told you. Not that they're secrets, but...
It's up to you. You actually are still frightened, so you can't move any closer.
From the boat, I just yell at both sea hags. Right, I got no fucking idea. Tiffany, what did I tell you last night?
I'm not allowed to tell you the stories because my past is sticky.
The one that's less fucked up is still a sea hag.
Highs or lows, Tiffany?
Highs.
Dragon bait readies himself, grips his sword tightly, and charges you down. You see he gets right up to you, sand is kicked into your face. You and Cass look up at him, and he swings down with his magical sword. Twice he drives the sword into Cass.
What a stressful fucking fight.
I love that the things that you hated me telling you has saved the day.
It's true.
He deals 17 points of damage to Cass. Then Artis fires with his longbow. He strikes twice as well.
I have a fucking longbow as well. I could have actually, like, done some damage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
We live and we learn and we try and kill our friends and we learn and they live. They live?
Artis deals 15 points of damage, firing two arrows, both of which strike Cass. One in her shoulder, the other one through the bottom, because you're both lying down, through the bottom of her chin, and it pokes out the top of her eye. That eye begins rolling chaotically. You can tell that a nerve has been severed.
Aww.
Ick.
Flask of Wine's turn. Flask of Wine fires twice, strikes twice. Flask of Wine finishes Cass off.
Is that initiative over?
No. Tiffany, it's your turn.
The other two sea hags are dead?
Yep. Well, Tiffany's down and Daniela's down. There's one sea hag left.
Barchet and you were going to swap brains.
We have to, but it's still going to take a while. But
five.
Hang on. I know how... Can I use my thing to try and work out what's happening? You said I could use a turn to try and work out what's happening.
You deduce that you have maybe 6 seconds left to do something before you and the real Barchet switch minds back.
Okay. Can I just say to everyone, kill me in 10 seconds.
All right.
What?
It's the hag's turn. They're down. Pop.
Has it been 10 seconds?
It hasn't yet.
I ready a longbow and just start counting back from 10.
Dragonbait looks back at Artis. Artis shrugs, readies his bow as well, looking awkwardly from Flask of Wine to Pop. And Dragonbait turns back around to you, Tiffany, and you see him like ready his sword. Flask of Wine readies up. Tiffany, you fall on you. Darkness consumes you.
Phew. I mean, it's not good, but phew.
Everyone opens up at the hag.
Bang.
The hag goes down. It's fine. Fight over. So that was a pretty basic fight. So you're not going to get a lot of experience for this. You both get 700 experience points.
Oh!
We got more experience from that fight from the fucking dungeon where we kept nearly dying.
Well, I guess we were better at this one. We learned how to...
No one got downed on this on the other one.
True. My God, that was a lot.
With that, shall we say, encounter done, I would remind you that you were traveling right now at night because you wanted to get to Camp Camp Vengeance as quickly as possible.
Whose idea was that?
With your incapacitated teammate, are you going to continue to push on? Maybe Artemis just actually asks you that. Is the plan now to continue onwards?
What the fuck do you reckon?
Was that a genuine question? I actually don't know.
No, of course not. She's basically dead.
Okay, then. Well, yes, of course. We should, I suppose, Jesus. Camp here for the night.
Well, how far away is Camp Vengeance? Oi, Flask.
Vengeance would...
gave him a lisp.
Vincent would not be far.
No. Imagine if, because you know, apparently people who speak, who if you have like a speech impediment, there's a thing that a very easy way to help you through a speech impediment is
yes,
to have
I'm
an echo.
The King's Speech. I know what
is to have an echo.
Oh,
having any sort of echo so you can hear yourself talking can help correct speech impediments. And so, anyway, because he was repeating his sister, it would have been very funny to discover that he had a speech impediment because he did the repetition as a way of coping with his speech impediment.
Oh, did he have a speech impediment, Adam?
No, he did not.
No.
Anyway.
His name was Slath Kapwine.
That's all.
Bless him.
I couldn't love him more.
I'm Slath Kapwine. I'm a tabaxi. I miss my sister. Real miss... I have not been to Camp Vengeance before, but I would imagine that it would not be far from here. Far from here.
How stable is Tiffany?
Yeah, what am I doing?
Tiffany is stable. You've stabilized Tiffany, but without any healing magic, she's not going to be conscious until tomorrow.
I don't know if I have any healing magic left. I feel like I might. But would it be enough to bring her back to life?
Even one hit point would be enough to wake her up.
All right, well, I... Cure wounds. I think I've got one left. I just want to, just looking at the little scratches I've made throughout the course of the day. Yeah, I've got one left.
You recover, that'll be 11 hit points, Tiffany. So you're on 11. As the kids say, you are on 11.
You're right, Horns.
Yeah. Did we beat him?
What the fuck happened? You turn and stab me in the chest.
I tried to do a spell. I guess it went wrong.
In the best possible way.
I was in that sea hag's body.
That would have been torturously unpleasant.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsor. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that we could hear Jackson's family bumbling their way through answering questions submitted by you, the fans, then do I have news for you. Bailey Family Circus is a show by Jackson, his mum, his dad, and his brother Ryder, where they, as my dad calls it, show more affection than a good Christian family should. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad won't talk to Jackson's dad, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Bailey Family Circus.
Are you up to pressing on to Camp Vengeance?
Maybe. Yeah, we can press on if we want. Does it look safe? Or would we just have to camp right here?
Has Chult ever looked safe to you?
You know what I mean. Is it like,
Wow. Hello there, Muriel. An Australian reference that even people in Australia might not get.
I've not seen that movie.
Yeah, same. So you cast your eyes about and you can't tell in the darkness how safe things really are. You can see a dull red light ahead of you further down the river, which at first you would assume to be maybe the setting sun, but then you realize must be Camp Vengeance. You can't be that far from it, but in the dark, it could be quite some while. In the dark, it could be quite far, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Camp Vengeance, were we hoping to just sleep there, or were we hoping to do other things there?
I'd There's assume no they'd have there. Clerics, right? Because they're...
You would hope so. You're not sure what state you'd find the camp in, but the Order of the Gauntlet who run it are full of clerics and paladins, so it would be not unreasonable to think that they might be able to help you.
We could all get some health, because we don't get it when we sleep, because Adam's a dick. What?
Worst case scenario, it's a safe place to sleep.
I think it might be best if we pushed on.
Are you sure? I don't want you slowing us down, is all.
He loves me. He cares about my well-being.
I believe I threw you into some fire earlier, so...
You felt so bad about that. No, I mean, if we fall asleep here, someone's going to have to be on watch anyway. What's the difference if we're walking? It's just time.
All right, Artis, we're pressing on.
Okay, then. And one more for good luck. Speaking of good luck, you arrive at Camp Vengeance.
Oh my god! That was stressful. Gave some choice eyebrow movements.
I was waiting for you to be like, you arrive at Camp Vengeance. It's on fire. There's a dragon there.
The dragon eats you. Oh.
Well done, guys. Campaign over.
Oh, you were small.
I can't imagine. you're just an entree. Oh. And then he eats the rest of the party. And then he spreads his wings and flies away, belly full.
This is okay. Good game. I can be like, entree, canapé, hors d'oeuvres.
Flies away, pats his belly.
Adam, and now we're going to play as the dragon.
Adam, why do all of your games end this way? Because it's fun. So, you approach Camp Vengeance from along the river. You can see the many fires that are lit, only inside the camp, really. Through the foliage, you can see the crude timber fortifications, a walled compound with watchtowers and tents inside it, encircled by a ditch bristling with sharpened stakes.
They're not fucking around.
A large gatehouse faces the river, on the shore of which you see four rowboats are tied to a wooden post. Scattered around the fort are piles of charred human corpses and flayed animal carcasses swarming with flies. Actually, you probably can't see the flies in the dark, but you certainly see the bodies, the many corpses all around the compound. As you approach, you can see that out the front of the fortifications is like a gatehouse. There's an obvious entrance in and out, But the giant doors are barred against intruders. What would you like to do?
Quick one. Obviously, when we arrive here, these guys are going to be of a certain, lifestyle. I think it would be best if we did not share the reasons that we're in this jungle.
Okay. That makes sense.
You understand? Yeah, good. All right. Don't fucking tell anyone why you're in the jungle while we're here. Or while we're in the jungle while we're here. That's like, you know, you would understand why I'd be requesting that.
Authority figures do not tend to trust me anyway. Trust me anyway.
I wasn't speaking to Flask of Wine, Adam. I was speaking to Artists.
Artists.
Get all the characters that you have to be right, Adam. I'm working really hard playing just one.
Hang on, let me just switch over to whatever fucking language Dragon Bait uses then. Dragon Bait smells of
ham.
Nervous. I have that one.
An artist slowly nods. Yes, well, of course.
All right, then. Keep your wits about you. Be ready to leave at the drop of a hat.
I hope we can stay, though. I'm so tired.
Are you just going to pull up along where they have their boats?
We don't want to seem like we're causing trouble.
Pull up on the other side, then.
Pull up on the other side? The river only touches one.
No. Like, I'm looking at the map, Adam. Yeah. There are a cluster of boats, and then there are not a cluster of boats.
Oh, I see. Right. All right. So you just you dock your boats, maybe drag them up a bit onto the sand so they're not going to wash away so easily. As you're doing that, from the above the doors that are the entranceway, there's like a little watch area or whatever. There are two guards standing upon the walls, basically. They both shine bullseye lanterns at you, and one of them calls out, "Halt! Who goes there?"
I'm Pop Mandarin, and this is an archaeological expedition.
All right. That's
love that.
Is it Adam?
Yes. Is it Adam? Yes.
Is it the little bit of truth?
That's a little bit of a lie.
I always try and argue with Adam on this, but I have learned what's a bluff and what isn't.
Is it a bluff because I'm not telling him the whole truth?
It's a deception attempt because you're not trying to... You're basically hiding something. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're trying to convince him of something that is not the exact truth.
Yeah. Fair.
One of the guards... Oh, you can't really see them, actually. You don't have any... Do you have dark vision?
I do have dark vision.
I guess
Holy
you can.
Shit. Oh, wait, no. Are they human?
They would both be...
Oh, no, they're using torches. I was going to say, I could just be invisible to them.
One of them is a dwarf and the other one's a human. You would be invisible to the dwarf, but they both have lights shining on you. The dwarf narrows his eyes, but the human nods slowly. What sort of archaeological expedition? Who are you people?
Well, I'm Pop. I believe I already said that. I'm an archaeologist. This is Tiffany.
Hi. I've just gotten hurt. We're just looking for places to stay, please. We got attacked by sea hacks.
You're quite persuasive, Tiffany, but not persuasive enough. The guards slowly shake their heads. No one can come in except by direct order of Commander Breakbone or Lieutenants Firebeard or Sal Hanna.
And where are these three people right now?
The dwarf. I'll go get them.
Thank you ever so much. Your kindness is...
Have they gone?
The dwarf goes, but the human stays. He's just standing there with his light shining on you. Maybe he looks slightly awkward.
So you've been here long?
Nearly a year, he says.
Having fun?
Not really.
Yeah, wouldn't think so.
Where are you from?
I'm Chon Dathan. So from a lot of places, I guess. The Sword Coast. The Sword Coast is a place that...
Is it in Chult?
No, it's not in Chult. You, Pop, would recognize it as just a very famous coast, a pretty big trade area. There's like a lot of really large cities up and down that coast. It's the sort of thing that anyone who knew anything about geography would,
I know where Cape York is, even though I've never been to Cape York.
Yeah, it's as if he said Europe. Basically.
Okay. It's like better example than that one specific Australian example.
Yeah.
Okay. Still good. Yeah. I don't know where Cape York is. Oh, no. Is that South
Speaking Africa? Of you not knowing where Cape York is, Tiffany, you've never heard of the Sword Coast.
Oh, where's that?
The Sword Coast, he says. I don't know how to get more specific than that.
It's a place. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry, Adam. Where am I from?
You would be from Candor.
I'm from Candor. Do you know what that is?
First things first, Pop, get a good boy card. You obviously know where Candor is. You've been there several times. You know the name quite well. The guard, he has to think really hard, but he's like, yeah, I've met a couple people from Candor. Only recently, though.
Oh, well, now you've met another one.
All right.
Who did you meet from there? Maybe I know them.
Are you... Oh, my God.
Hang on, wait. He needs to quickly look something up in the book. All right, that's not the worst thing that could happen. All right, cool. So,
wait.
Yeah.
That's not the. What do you mean? They're just going to get some people and bring them back.
Yeah.
Okay. No, let's.
So, what were you saying, Tiffany?
Oh no, I'm just waiting for him to see who he knows in Candor, to see if I know any of them or if like I knew had any connections because my dad was a lord there, so maybe I know of them, you know?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Your dad was a lord?
Yeah.
I don't think I remember that.
Tobias Stinkbottom, his name was. You've never heard of a Tobias Stinkbottom.
Hey, Adam, have I heard of a Tobias Stinkbottom?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs?
Yeah.
You know a Willy Stinkbottom, but you don't know a Tobias Stinkbottom.
I used to trade portraits with a Willy Stinkbottom.
Trade portraits? The guard starts laughing. What do you mean trade portraits?
I would find rare and valuable portraits in places and I would give them to him for other rare and valuable portraits.
So like you collected cards, big cards.
I'm a fucking archaeologist. I'm not a card collector. It's a real thing.
All right. The guard puts up his free hand that isn't holding the lamp.
God, I hate you so much.
I'm a leather worker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm really good. I was really good in Candor. I'm sure I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm quite good all over, really.
Oh, no, I kind of insist that you toot your own horn because I've never heard of you. You'd have to, unfortunately, the guard says.
Oh, well, is anything I'm wearing on me something I've done?
I roll my eyes so hard they fall out of my face, yeah. Adam.
I would hope I'm wearing something, but I don't have anything...
Unfortunately, you cannot temporarily blind yourself with that.
I have a false eye.
Would you like to attempt to perform a trick?
Yes.
With a soft... what is it?
It's basilisk.
Basilisk eye falls out of your head and hits the muck. You probably don't want to put it back in right away.
I've got a spare. I put the spare in. I put the other one back in my pocket. All right. Sorry, Tiffany, you can continue talking about leather.
Oh, right, I was looking up your equipment. Your leather armor, maybe, Tiffany?
Well, I made this. I made what I'm wearing, my armor.
The guard, like, shines the light slowly over you, having a good look at your armor.
Oh, yes. A good look. Oh, yeah, all right, nice. We've all done that trick, Latin boy.
Oh, yeah, he says. It looks all right. Tiffany, he maybe makes some comment about it that, like, a superfluous thing. Like, he doesn't seem to know a lot about leather armor, but he knows some of the names of the different parts. So maybe he speaks about the clasps or something like that. He's like, nice clasp work.
Thank you.
Eventually.
They back, yeah.
eventually, a woman wearing heavy set armor with a large neck guard like a high collar to her armor, steps up into the gatehouse with the dwarf. She leans down, inspecting each of you in turn. And who are you for?
I drag us at the dwarf. You couldn't explain who we were on the way here.
I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I'm a tall for a start, but that's fine. I'm Pop Mandarin, and I'm an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tiffany. I'm helping.
Artis Simber introduces himself, and also Dragonbait, and then with some prompting, Flask of Wine just says his name.
He's our guide of sorts.
All right, then. And you're seeking refuge here, are you?
We ran into some trouble further up the river. We saw your camp. As you can see, my help here is very badly injured.
I got attacked by a sea hag.
They swapped brains. It was weird.
All right.
Actually, you didn't get attacked by a sea hag. You got attacked by me.
Yeah, is that a bluff?
No, that won't be a bluff. It's not really the same thing. You're not...
I'm just simplifying.
You're not attempting to deceive. Yeah, you're simplifying. You don't think that they're... You're not trying to coax a specific reaction or anything.
True.
So she considers you all and she says, all right, we'll open the gates, but I'm going to let you know we don't have much in the way of supplies, healing, or dry land to sleep on.
Do you have somewhere to sleep?
We have somewhere to sleep. We don't have anywhere dry to sleep.
Oh, somewhere's better than nowhere. Thank you.
Very well. Open the gates. The gates, with a massive, awful groaning sound, slowly swing open to allow you entry. All right, good. It's a good thing you came at night.
Why? Why?
Why is it good?
Why?
You meet the woman and the two guards at the bottom of the gatehouse. She introduces herself. My name is Perrine Salhana. You can refer to me as Lieutenant Salhana here.
All right.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
There are three large prominent tents immediately before you, and then you can see several smaller tents past that. She directs your hands towards the smaller tents. You can basically find any bed available there and keep there for the night. If you are in pretty urgent need of medical attention, you can go to... Where is it? The two circular tents, the slightly smaller circular tents, as opposed to the big... Not cathedral, I keep wanting to say cathedral. What's it damn called? Marquee. There's like the big marquee, then the two circular tents. She gestures to either one of the circular ones. They're both field hospitals. I can't imagine we'll be able to help with you much, but if you want someone to hold your hand while you feel sick, I'm sure you can find someone who can help you there. Other than that, we don't have much food. We don't have much water, drinkable water. And
what are you guarding behind these gates? You've got no beds. Camp. No, camp.
Yes.
I've been in the middle of the desert by myself and I've made better camps out of a raincoat and a stick.
Do you think you could make a better camp here?
With a raincoat and a stick? I probably couldn't put the spikes on the outside, so I'll give you that. Just.
Fuck, that's a good line. Get a good boy card. Fuck, yeah, that was very good.
Oh, so many fortuitous circumstances.
Oh, she go.
She narrows her eyes at you and says, well, if you want, you can borrow some pointy sticks and you can make your camp a little up the way.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I thought so. The gates close behind you. And she says, well, if you don't mind, I have work to get back to. I would advise you to maybe keep, I don't know, just keep to yourselves and be gone tomorrow.
Oh, we plan to be, don't you worry, love.
She wanders away.
Well, go to the tent and just check it out.
I'm going to explore the camp, but I'm going to make sure that dragon bait or flask of wine goes to the tent with you, because, you know, I don't trust these people.
Do you want anyone to come with you?
So you're with me.
All right, Artis heads with you. Dragon bait and flask of wine stay with you, Tiffany. We'll start with Tiffany. You head towards the field hospitals. These tents are filled with sick and dying soldiers of the order. In the one you enter has five such sick or dying laying in stretchers all around. It's not sanitary here. There are acolytes, not proper priests or clerics, just like low members of the order. Basically, anyone that can scrounge together who has any, even like first aid training, is hurrying about the tent, doing whatever they can. But at the most, all they can do is really just keep them as dry as possible.
Okay. Well,
this
if
place
it's
is yuck.
You can see some of the acolytes. It looks like they're ill and exhausted as well. It looks like the sick tending to the sick here.
I don't want to be here.
Does
anymore.
Perspective at least help me to feel better mentally?
This place is kind of just sad.
Oh. Okay.
As you enter, there's a woman.
Does perspective make me feel better? You gain 4 hit points just from no longer feeling sorry for yourself.
One temporary hit point.
Yeah.
No one can knock me down.
Well, like they can.
Yeah, but.
You get back up again. They're never going to keep you down.
Yeah.
Get up again.
I'd like to announce that I've given up my career in leatherwork and have taken up tub thumping.
And I'm changing my name to Chumbawamba.
Tia Finney?
Yeah.
You see one woman in particular who looks like she might be someone of authority moving around. It looks like she has some actual magic or at least she's just very good at what she does. She's wearing actually all of the acolytes would be wearing tabards with the stitch sigil of a gauntleted hand with an eye on the back of it upon their tabards. You would actually recognize this because you saw someone with a similar tabard preaching at Port Nyanzaru just as you were walking through the crowd. You know the god Helm. Helm sounds like a stern but maybe fair god, a possibly lawful neutral type of deity. But certainly a deity that you would... Look, any deity that isn't evil right now would be a welcome relief.
Healing's healing.
She turns around as you enter and she immediately rushes to you, puts a hand on each of your shoulders and says, "You look dreadful. Are you okay?"
I'll live, but I got attacked by a sea hag and I'm feeling quite poorly. I see you're so busy. Is there anything you can do to help me?
She shakes her head slowly. I can see that you're poorly, but I have others who are in greater need. Unfortunately, I feel like my need might be greater than yours, to be honest. If you have anything that you could spare, I would appreciate it. But I don't hold out much hope there.
I'm sorry, I don't.
It's okay. No one had... We're all low on supplies here.
Okay, well...
You're certainly welcome to stay the night, I suppose.
Thank you. I think I might just try and sleep it off. Get well soon. I leave.
She waves.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, it's so inadequate.
Oh, just saying that as you leave a hospital. Get well soon, everyone.
Like an army hospital.
Oh.
Like people are missing limbs and they've got fucking jungle fever. Hope your owies are better tomorrow. I'll give them a kiss. I won't. They're gross.
So many boo-boos here. Yuck.
Adam, I picked the wrong voice. I'd like to talk like a 16-year-old girl for the remainder of the campaign.
Can I allow such grating voices into my games? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.